come over. We're going to start something new, and we're going to start it today. And every Sunday morning, because of our growing family and people not knowing who each other is, we're going to start introducing a family every Sunday morning. We're going to start with the pastors and then go through the leadership. If you want to get your family on the introduction list, I have a notebook here. Come sign up. Come talk to one of the pastors. This way we get to know who's who and who's related and all that. So I'm going first. I'm Pastor Rob. I'm the youth pastor here. I work at Poca Valley Bank. My part-time job, my full-time job is being a Christian. That's my part-time job at Poca Valley Bank. Also, and this might be something that is interesting or needful to some of us here, I recently have been asked to join the board of a nonprofit that's starting in Ripley. It's a nonprofit to help foster parents with emergency placements during their initial weeks of placement until they begin receiving state funding. So if you know anybody who's involved with that, adopting, let me know. And it's called First Foster Care. Over here we have my wife, Lori. She's one of the custodians here, and she takes care of Benton Boytek. And this is Shane. He's our only son. He's a sophomore at Ripley High School, and he plays basketball. This is Grace. She goes to Fairmont State. She's in her first year. She works at a gym there, but she also works at Sorella's, so come visit her in the summertime and see her. On the screen, you have our oldest, who is at WVU, so she's there this weekend. She plays in the marching band, and she just got back from Oklahoma City. She's in the pep band also. So that is, and now, if anybody in here is related to us, if you would stand up, and they're back there. So that is our family. And we'll go with the pastors, and then we'll get other people that want to get involved to introduce you to each other.
Well, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you here this morning in our worship service and baptismal service this morning. From looks at this crowd, God's been good to us all this morning. We have a lot of visitors here from, the Spencer area, and we're grateful you're here. And we always say this is God's house. If you've got a testimony or song, whatever the Lord puts on your heart, you need to do that. That's what we need to be opened up to what God has for us to do in here. We're thankful for that this morning. First thing I'd like to do is we need to take up the offering this morning. First, we're supposed to have some young men come up here and take it up. At least that's what I was told now to you. Are they up there? Y'all up here supposed to take it up? Come on, four of you. Be thankful now. All right. Timmy Gibson, you asked a prayer for the offering.
Your Heavenly Father, we bow before your throne of grace, dear Lord. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving us this grace that you've given us. Dear Lord, thank you for taking that step, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for Mount Calvary. Lord, I just ask that you bless each and every one that's bowed in your presence. Dear Heavenly Father, bless those who have to give and those who have not. Lord, bless all these young people, dear Heavenly Father, that participate in the service. Lord, I pray pray with them and shelter them throughout their life. Lord, keep the wiles of the devil far away. Be with them always, dear Lord, as they walk with you. Bless this house in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
can hardly think as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still as you call me. Deeper still into love. Love, love, your good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are.
One announcement I was given a let out this morning, the puppet practice this evening at 5 o'clock. Now, we're going to turn these little joy bells loose, and if you got a testimony, now you give it. We're just going to go that way, so Susie, let them go.
The Joy Bells just have one song this morning so that we can have plenty of time for them to get to enjoy Greg's kids singing and our wonderful baptism. And I understand that some of them were to be baptized, so what a blessed morning. Standing on the promises.
Thank you.
Aren't we blessed? Susie really works hard for these kids, and we're thankful for her. I want to give that up. But anyway, nobody's got a testimony we're going to bring up. I finally got the name of them. Just three initials, but it's hard to get. CBG, they're going to come up and sing songs for us. And as I said before, this is your service. You mind the Lord.
How are you guys doing this morning? We want to thank you guys so much for having us out. We love coming to Gold Town. Last time we were here, Griffin had a different haircut. He was a gold top in Gold Town, but now he's finally gotten rid of it. But I'm Cameron. I'm 19 years old.
I'm Victoria. I'm 17 years old.
I'm Griffin, and I'm 15.
Like I said, we want to thank you guys so much for coming out here. You are free to worship. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to praise and worship our Lord and Savior. Thank you so much.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, trying to fill the same old holes inside, and there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison-shaking Savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run the things we know just ain't right. When there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison-shaking Savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison shaking Savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. Oh, if you need freedom, a saving, he's a prison-shaking Savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Amen. hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is, what a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. Ooh. Death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you. Yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is, what a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus.
Sing this out.
I'm so thankful for the blood.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence.
Because he lives. Oh.
treasure, and life is worth the living just because He lives. And then one day I'll cross that river, I'll fight life's fire, no war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory, and I'll know He lives because He lives. I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone because I know life is worth the living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow because He lives. All fear is gone. I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
Amen. We're thankful for him this morning. All hearts are clear. I mean, I'm filled up this morning. I feel pretty good this morning. Sometimes I may get too loud, but I say all the time, that's good. I can't help it. God blesses me. I gotta say something or raise my hand or something. That's what we got to do. We have to praise Him. Somebody said this morning, we don't do what we're supposed to do. How's that world out there know what to do? Just think about that now. Think about that. Well, I need to shut up. We need to get on for service. But anybody else got a testimony this morning? Bless you, honey. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Maybe I don't know about in here. I can feel spirit out there.
I bless you, Todd.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Bless
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Bless them, Lord.
Y'all don't get to see what I see. I look out here and I see people smiling, people singing every song that they sung with their lips out there. Y'all don't get to see that. I watch God start moving out here, and people go to shouting and raising their hands, and look at this place. People, we're blessed this morning. God's been good to us this morning. We got people sitting up on top of y'all even this morning, you know, in this service. And I'm thankful for that. So, anybody got anything else? Come on, Rob.
Bless you, Lord.
Hey, I'll say something real quick before I am defeated. One of the songs talked about him being a healer. And, you know, in the year 1992, I was healed ultimately. My sins were forgiven, and the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross was for me.
Amen.
It was for me in the year 1992. That was when true healing took place in my body, my heart, and my life. Today, because 2 years ago I was diagnosed with cancer.
because he is the healer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Diagnosed with cancer or whatever it may be, I don't know that we truly realize the healer that he is until we walk in those shoes. You know, I'm not the only one, and I'm certainly not favored by him over anyone else, but I'm here today as a result of what he's done for me in the year 92 and in the year 2017.
Amen. Bless you. Yeah, bless you. Yeah.
Woo! Church is coming! This year's just been kind of a rough year, and this has been one of the best times I've felt right now. I don't know why, but I just feel great right now. It started off kind of rough, a little bit of pay change with work and everything, so we ended up, there was about 4 weeks, man, that I wasn't getting paid with work, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do, because I got car payments, insurance, and all that. And I know it don't seem like much compared to what other people have right now, but like for me at my age, car payment and insurance, it's rough, because there's kids out there that are getting cars they're paid for and their parents are paying for them, and it's not, they don't understand that, and they don't understand the pressure of having to make a monthly payment for insurance and car, and then having to pay for your phones and stuff and like that. And I'm blessed to have the parents I have, because they're raising me right and raising me to where I know that I've got to manage my money as I go. And so it's been a rough year so far, but right now I'm feeling good, and it's looking up. We talked this morning that you just got to keep pushing through. No matter what it is, you can't quit. You gotta realize that there's more to it further out there. Keep pushing forward. Can't quit, because otherwise you ain't gonna find what you need. And it's also been kind of one of those things, started having to lean more on God, because it's kind of like a stuff that I can't control, that I don't know what to do. So it's been kind of just like, I just gotta pray about it, and I just gotta look to God for my guidance there. And it's just been, I don't know, it's been hard to deal with it, but I've been able to keep pushing through. You just got to look to God and keep praying and keep doing what he asked you to do.
Amen. Let's go. Somebody else, this is your time.
Bless her, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful, you know, for this church, and I mean, everything, like, Because He Lives is probably like one of my favorite songs ever. And they just sang it like, I mean, I've listened to many people sing that song, but they are like by far the best people I've ever heard.
Amen.
My best friend, she goes to North Carolina. She goes to college in North Carolina, and she came in this week because it's her spring break. And recently we haven't really been talking a whole lot. I don't really see her as much as I did like last year when we were in high school. And you know, it's just really hard because, you know, she was like my best friend and always someone I could go to with, you know, whatever I needed. And I just feel like we haven't been as close. And yesterday we got to hang out. We went to the mall and, you know, ate and, you know, shopped, just what normal girls do. And it was like nothing had changed. You know, we picked right back up, you know, from where we were. And, you know, sometimes I feel like it's that way with God. You kind of stray away. You're not as close as you used to be. And then, you know, once you get back to them, it's like nothing is changing.
Right?
You know, I've kind of been going through something.
Bless you.
For the past year.
Bless you, sweetheart.
Bless you, Tatum.
I really could just use your guys' prayers. Please remember me.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Somebody else.
Bless you. I'll stand and pray for you.
Yeah.
One of the songs said that God has no rivals.
Yeah.
I thought about that. I was like, what about the devil? Is he not a rival? And I thought about that. I thought, the devil isn't even close to a rival to God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Your rivalry, it's got to be give and take. You know, one wins here, one wins here.
Yes.
The devil never wins.
Right.
And I thought, well, I would not even think that the devil would be a rival to God. God is so much greater than the devil. And the devil may defeat me sometimes, but the devil never defeats God.
Right.
So I have God on my side. And I will always win against Satan.
Amen.
Simple, and I'm the Lord's team. I work on my side. And with God, anything is possible. And I can defeat anything that may ever come up in my life. I'm just thankful for
the Lord. Amen. 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 Somebody else.
Bless him, Lord.
All right. If you've got your Bibles, I want to read one verse. If you've got your Bibles, turn to Romans. Chapter 3, I'll read one verse here and for just a couple of minutes. I'm going to carry right through it a few more. But if you would, if you could stand, if you would stand for the reading of God's Word, Romans 3:23. Romans 3:23. You know this verse, most people. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." I'm going to read 24. "Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." 25, "whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God." Your Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this morning, for this service, for Your Spirit. God, for the singing, the playing, the anointing, Jesus. We just ask for the next couple of minutes You'd go with us, Lord. Help me to quiet down so You can speak up, Lord. Lead us through and to what we're getting ready to partake in, Lord, the baptism, God. We just ask if there's anyone here this morning that needs You in any way, God, that they would come this morning to You. Give it to You. Get it from You. Whatever they need, let it be this morning that that need is met. Most of all, if there's one that's lost in here, let it be this morning that they come to You, God. You said today's the day and now's the time. Lord, help us to see that, hear that, feel that, know that, and to obey and come to that, Father. Jesus, we ask these things in Your name. Amen. You may be seated. For just a couple minutes, I want to go take you from death to life, from condemnation to grace. From hell to heaven. What is baptism? The Bible says that all have sinned. Romans 3:23. All have sinned. The Bible says all have sinned. Get my verses mixed up with them. Here's what, real quick. If you're here this morning, you're a sinner. You have sinned. If you're here this morning, you have sinned. If you're here and you're lost, you're in your sin. But if you're here and you're saved, you're out of your sin. The Bible says that each and every one has sinned. Now, the first sin became, the reason we have sin is because back in Genesis, God put Adam in the garden. And God said this to Adam. He said, "Of all these trees you can eat, all of them, every one of these trees you can eat, every one of these over here you can eat, but this one over here, this one tree over here, you cannot eat." So you got all this to you have, and this one that you can't have. And the Bible says that Adam and Eve one day took a bite of the fruit of that tree, and so brought sin into this world. From that point on, sin came into this world. The Bible says that through one man, sin, Adam, we all have sin in our life. So this morning, we all have sin. Some are still in it, some are out of it. But if you're still in it, we can get you out of it this morning, because God said right now is the time to get saved. So the Bible says that everybody has sin. So when they sinned, when they took that bite, God came down. The Bible says, and I think it's... In Genesis 2, the Bible says that God clothed Adam and Eve to cover what they were naked because of their sin. The Bible says because of their sin, God took the skin of animals, the first sacrifice for sin. The first time that there was a sacrifice due to sin. And that was just the beginning of it. That was the beginning of sacrificing for sin. We see in Leviticus that the Bible says, I think it's in Leviticus 4, the Bible says it like this. "If any of you have sinned..." If any shall sin, meaning any one of us, any one of them, any one out there, anyone that you know, anyone in past, anyone in present, anyone in the future, the Bible says in Leviticus, if any shall sin, that there needs to be a sacrifice made. It goes on to say in Leviticus 16, God instituted the sacrifice for the whole congregation, for the whole country, the whole Jewish nation. The Bible says that once a year, a high priest would go in and make sacrifice once for all for that year. That it would cover, not get rid of, but cover the sin for the year for that time. So the Bible tells you and me that in those times that what God instituted was the fact that if there's a sin, that there has to be a sacrifice. If there's a sin, that there has to be a covering. If there's a sin, that there has to be something shed blood. You know, it's like when the Passover came. The Bible says that God told me, He said, "Take you a lamb, perfect lamb. No spot, no blemish, no nothing wrong. Take you a lamb and sacrifice that lamb and let that blood be put all across the door. And when the death angel comes, I'll see that blood and I'll pass over you. It'll protect you. It'll cover you. It'll take care of you when the death angel comes." He said, but it has to be a perfect lamb. Sacrifice a perfect lamb to take care. It couldn't be anything wrong with it. To the human eye, it had to be perfect. What we see, what we look on the outside, Why? Because we have sin in our life. We need that sin covering. We need that sacrifice. You see, Hebrews says it like this. Hebrews says, almost all things by the law are purged with blood. And it goes on to say, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. So we're all sinners. We all have sin. Everybody, no matter how good we think we are, no matter how good I think I am, no matter how good I try to be, Romans tells us that we have sinned. David said, in sin was I conceived. So we have that sin. Now what does Romans 6:23 tell us? For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So what we get on our own, what we get by our own being, by our own self, by our own life, by what we do and how we live, we get death, and death leading to hell. Sin takes you straight to hell. You can't get away from that. You can't get out of that. So we've got that sin in our life, and the reason we get hell, we get death, we get condemnation, because the sin brings condemnation. When we break the laws of God, it brings condemnation. When we go against the will of God, it brings condemnation. When we don't give ourselves to God, it brings condemnation. So our life in its own self gets us hell. That's what we get. You know, the funny thing about hell is we have to earn it. The Bible says wages. We earn wages. We get a gift. So the wages of sin is death. And hell is the eternal outcome. So we all have that sin. We have that death. We have that condemnation. We're doomed to hell. But the gift of God that Jesus gives, the gift of God is free, says that it is the gift of God is eternal life. John one day was baptizing in the Jordan, and the Bible says that Jesus came in his sight. And when Jesus came in his sight, he made this proclamation, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. In his plan before the foundation of the earth, Jesus said, they're going to need it, I can give it, and I'll go. So when John saw him, he said, there's the one that's going to take care of you, that take you from death to life, from condemnation to grace, from hell to heaven. Right there, the Bible says that when he baptized him, so John made the proclamation, that there's the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that when he baptized Jesus and he dipped him in the water, and when he came up out of the water, said the Holy Ghost descended on him like a dove. And the Father spoke from heaven. So John proclaimed and God affirmed. God affirmed him, said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, the one that knew no sin, 2 Corinthians says, he who knew no sin became your sin and my sin. Why? So we can have salvation. So we go from sin to Jesus, the Lamb that was slain, the perfect Lamb that was slain for my sin and your sin, not his sin. So then we go and we give our life to God. Now what's baptism? Baptism is an outward showing of an inward happening. It's an outward manifestation of a spiritual event. When you give your life to God, when you give your life to Jesus, Romans says it like this in Romans 6. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. So we lay our spirit down, we lay our old body down, we lay our old man down. 2 Corinthians says it like this, behold, if you're in Christ Jesus, any man in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things come up new. All things are made new. What is baptism? Baptism is you showing us, me showing you, us telling the world that we have given our heart to Jesus. Meaning we have passed from death, from a life of sin, serving sin, living in sin, going to hell is our destination through salvation. Through Jesus Christ, through that perfect Lamb, through that shed blood, into life and heaven, eternity with God. So this morning, I just want to take a couple minutes. We're going to have some baptism, but here's what I know. Here's what I know. If you're here this morning, you might still be over here. And you need to move over here. That happens through Jesus. That happens through accepting Him for what He did. That happens by just receiving God and asking God to forgive you. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, that does nothing for you. That water, this does everything for you. Jesus makes you new. Jesus can save you. This morning, if you're here, maybe you just showed up. There are people here that just showed up to watch us baptize some people, but maybe you're not saved. But this morning, you need to be saved. Jesus says, now is the time. Today is the day. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. What is baptism showing us? That you've moved from sin and death into grace and life. Your destination being hell to your destination being heaven. From eternal punishment to eternal joy. This morning, if you're here and you've not made that move, ask God into your heart to forgive you. We can do that this morning. We can take care of that this morning. Jesus says, come unto me all. Come unto me now. Come unto me whosoever. Come unto me exactly as you are. Now, if you're here this morning and you're a Christian, but you need Jesus for something, He says to you, come unto me all. Come unto me now. Come unto me whosoever. Come unto me as you are. So as we stand, and I don't know if we have anybody to lead a song, so Greg, could you lead us in Amazing Grace? Would you mind doing that? As we stand and sing, if you need Jesus, most of all if you need saved, then we can take you from the altar to the water. But this morning you can go from death unto life. If you need Jesus this morning, while we sing, come get Him. Go ahead.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but shining as the sun, we've known less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Let's sing Praise God.
Praise God, 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 praise God.
Amen. You can be seated. We're going to move into our baptism now. Yes.
morning.
Good morning.
You've often heard if you leave something in the water, it'll begin to rust after a while. I've been out of the water for a while, and I'm a little rusty at this. So. But it's good to be back. It's good to be back. We've got some guests with us this morning that are going to be baptized from Roane County, and we're thankful for them. We have one this morning of our own that's going to be baptized unless somebody changes their mind. We're just truly thankful. This young man, he spends a lot of time in my field at my house. And he's probably the youngest hay putter-upper that's in the building right now. But I'd like for anybody who ever put up hay in my field to stand up right now. You see, there's some pretty old-timers in here that I've pretty much given it up. Thank you, guys. But I'd like for, this is Quentin Shallon. I'd like for his family to stand right now with me. I know they're proud of him, and I'm proud of him.
Yes.
But I know the Lord
Amen.
Is proud of him.
Amen.
As he said to Christ that day, "This is my son in whom I'm well pleased."
Right.
Hear ye him.
Amen.
So right now, as we baptize Quentin, Brother Quentin, in accordance to your faith, in following after our Lord's command, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is Cena McDonald, and her husband Joe is going to help with the baptism. And we're just thankful for them. Now, Cena was saved several years ago, and she had the opportunity to get baptized this morning, and she wanted to take it. So we're glad for that, but they're great people. And I'm going to ask any of their family or people from Hebron if they would stand at this time to... Yeah, that was their little one that just left. So. But we're glad to have them, and just cross your arms there.
Ready?
Not yet.
Nope.
Sorry. She's eager. She wants to be baptized. We're gonna step this way.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Cena McDonald, in accordance to your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. All right. 2017, they got saved together, and so, and they took their vows to God, and we're thankful for them. And Susan has a special sister, Joanne, is very dear to our family, and yeah, she's been a blessing to us, and we're proud of Susan. This is, you know, it's kind of hard for her, but she put her trust in the Lord and getting in this water. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for her. You can cross your arms. Susan, in accordance to your faith, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord.
This is the other half. This is Larry. And like I said, we're proud of them. There for a long time, you know, we'd go up there and talk with Larry and Susan, and Larry would say, just keep working on me. But they got baptized at Faith Baptist up there in 2017, and we're just proud. We're proud of them, and I know that that Larry's sister's here, and I'm sorry I didn't have them stand whenever Susan was here. I'm going to have Larry's family and Susan's family and their church from Hebron stand one more time. Now I know that Larry's brother Charlie, we're very proud of him also, but we're proud of him, and we're glad for the decision they've made to follow Christ. This time we'll baptize him. Larry, according to your faith in Jesus Christ, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do we have any others that would like to get baptized this morning? We always like to give you the opportunity to come and be baptized. We're thankful. We keep this water in here. We keep it through tonight because we don't know what's going to happen tonight. We hope somebody comes forward tonight. But we're so thankful for the opportunity. I'm glad that Pastor Aaron decided that, hey, we need to have a baptism. We weren't even sure if there were people that need to be baptized. So I'm glad for his faith to say we need to schedule baptism and then see if there's those that need to be baptized. And there's several that couldn't do it this morning that we'll have at a later time. I know there's at least four. So look forward to having another baptism service here sometime soon. But I really appreciate you welcoming the people of Hebron in our church this morning, and I hope they felt comfortable. And we're so proud of Quentin. to be baptized at such a young age and to be on the right track and best decision you can make in your life. Best decision you can make. So we're thankful for that.
Judy, thank him for us for letting us come.
Larry said to thank you for from them that we were able to come down here and baptize them. They looked forward to it, and we're glad to have them. They made a long trip here this morning to be with us, and we're glad that they feel comfortable to come down here and to worship with us and to be here. So. Yes. All right. They're going to get ready. They're going to change. And we're going to have them come out up front here. And if you will, just stop by up here and shake their hand as they get ready. And it might be a few minutes, so we'll probably have some more singing and stuff. Unless somebody else wants to get baptized. I'll get back in once I get out, I promise. So if you need to, we'll do that.
All right, so we're going to put our singers on the spot again and just have them sing some more until they come. And worship God until they come, and then we'll worship God some more. So they're going to sing.
I know what you're talking about.
and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to
We're going to sing another one. So this is one of my personal favorites. The message of this song is just, what a day that will be, the glorious day when our Savior comes back to take us home.
Yeah.
And if you know it, you scream it out, shout it out, whatever you want to do. Praise God. You want to run up the aisles, it don't matter.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name
out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. Now your mercy has saved my soul, and now your freedom is all that I know. The old made new, Jesus, when I met you.
Oh, what a day
when you called my name. And I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. Break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan, but you called me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open. So when you call my name, out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness, into your glorious day.
Come up, shake their hand, tell them you love them. Only if you do, though. You know, don't lie to them. Just tell them you love them, proud of them. This will be our dismissal. So, if everybody would stand.
Okay. Bless them, Lord.
I made the second prayer. I said they were baptized in faith. I said they were saved.
All right. Does anybody have anything? All right. Take this spirit with you.
Amen.
Come back to church tonight, wherever you go, and bring that spirit back with you. Let these young men and women, including this one. See, I thought Kay said, you young people, and then Greg. Now, he's my age, though. I thought he was young. All right, so as we dismiss, we're not going to pray dismiss, we're going to keep it. So just come up, shake your hand, hug on them, love on them, tell them you love them, tell them God loves them. If you appreciated these four young people, let them know it.
Amen.
And we appreciate the visitors coming out and all visitors, and we appreciate the home folks. With that, you are dismissed.